Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime bonus tonight.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. So we had to get on here one more time because we told you on our last Gabby Petito
update
that we were going to come back when there was actually something to talk about. And big news today, yeah, or yesterday, if you're watching this, whatever day, but big news on October 20th.
And
is that what day it is?
That's what day it is. Okay. 11 days to Halloween. I've got a countdown calendar.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. I'm very organized. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was not Dog the Bounty Hunter that found him alive and gave us some answers. So I'm a little pissed about that.
Right.
But what we do know is that they found a backpack, a notebook, and whatever. I mean, they're very quick to say this was Brian Laundrie's shiz.
Yeah. So Let's just quickly say the guy that thought he saw him walking down the road the other day, not him.
I was wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I
thought he was wrong.
I said, but I was 95% sure the guy was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to like clarify that.
I was wrong.
He was wrong.
He was
just
wrong.
Because somebody is riding their bike with a backpack on in a rural area of Florida does not mean they are.
Okay. Okay. But listen, I appreciate eyes open.
Yes.
Everybody's watching.
I do too. I agree with you. So let's go back for people. If you have been hiding under a rock, to talk about who Gabby Petito is and who Brian Laundrie is. Gabby and her boyfriend, they go on this trip in this van. They want to live the van life. Sounds really cool. Trust me, Gretchen kind of did it, but she did it on a boat. It can be stressful. It got really stressful for them. We speculate that Brian possibly was abusive to Gabby.
Really speculate. I mean, it's pretty much it was reported. Witnesses saw him hitting her on multiple occasions, and they had a interaction with the police. And that's why that's the big question. Why is this case getting so much attention when there are so many missing people? And I think it's because of that police video. I think we all connected with her at that moment.
So the police video was on August 12th. This is when they were in Utah in Moab, and the police were called out for a domestic violence disturbance involving them. And the caller said that he had hit Gabby. And so the police pulled over their van to discuss what had happened. When we first reported, we didn't see the whole video.
Right.
The next day, they released more information where she was really distraught in the back of the car. I mean, it wasn't just like, we are having a fight. All couples have a fight. It was heart-wrenching.
It was extra because, Gabby is in that video. She's like, what is she, 21? She's 21 going on 12. She just has a very young energy, and you just want to swoop her up and take her home with you.
Right. She does. She's like, I think she would be, if we were her age, we would be friends with her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, here is an interesting part of the story. Mm-hmm. The 12th, August 12th, they get pulled over. August 17th, allegedly, Brian flies back to Florida to clear out a storage unit. Have you heard this?
No.
Yeah. I have heard this multiple times, and Daily Mail reports it. And I mean, everything that I've heard is like allegedly, but that's suspect, right? Like, you're like, why would you do that? Then it says he flies back on August 23rd to rejoin Gabby. So he kind of leaves Gabby for a second and then comes back a few days later.
Well, really, you know, what's interesting about that is that would be real tricky, because we both have actually been to the random part of the country where Moab has been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm familiar with that area. You know, it is like Southern Utah, Colorado-ish.
Like, are you saying there's not
a lot? I'm saying there's not a lot of airports.
No,
so it's real off the beaten path.
This is right. But she makes it to Salt Lake City by August 21st. So that's where he would fly out of. So on August 21st, she talks to her dad on a FaceTime video call. And then he leaves, or he comes back. So I'm assuming they must have went from Moab to Salt Lake City.
Which is like 6 hours, I'm guessing.
It's far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's about 6 hours. I don't know, somewhere around there. I mean, it's not close.
It's not close.
And then she makes a phone call. So he comes back on the 23rd. She makes a phone call to her mom on the 25th. and saying now they're in Grand Teton National Park, which is where they found her. And then they get a text from her on August 30th, which they do not think was actually from her, saying no service in Yosemite, which she was not in Yosemite. Yosemite is in California. And it's nowhere close to Grand Teton. It's nowhere close to Salt Lake City.
And she had told her parents that she was going to Yellowstone. So immediately their kind of like Scooby sense went, what?
Yeah. And they kind of thought maybe she meant Yosemite or Yellowstone, which both of us were like, had to have a double take on that also.
True.
But I don't think that, I think Brian sent that. And I also think that he meant to send Yosemite. You know, he meant to kind of throw it
off. He was probably just a little scatterbrained after, you know, killing his fiance.
Yes. And then on the 1st, so 2 days later, he shows up to Northport, Florida without Gabby in her van. This is where the parents are supposed to be like, what the F are you doing?
Her sweet Gabby Boo. She's been living with them for the past year.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Go
so
get
this
her.
This was not just any old, you know, girlfriend. Like it didn't work out on her trip. He comes back in her van to the house where she has been living without her. And what do they decide to do, Tab?
They go camping.
They decide to go camping.
That day. Like. No big deal. Oh, Brian, you're back. We were just about to go camping. Why don't you come with us? No.
Nope. No. Don't like that. Don't like that at all.
No. That is number one. Like, what the F is going on here?
So then the search for, you know, Gabby's parents, mm-hmm. plea to the press, the police, everyone, his family. Please give us some answers. We want to know what happens. Fast forward. They didn't get those answers, but we did find her remains.
We did. Unfortunately, they confirm on September 21st that the remains that they had found were Gabby's.
Correct.
And
pretty soon after, the autopsy was released and we know that she died by strangulation.
Yes.
So then there was this whole thing about his sister, because people are camping outside of the house and they're, you know, the parents aren't giving any answers. Dog the Bounty Hunter shows up. He wants answers. America wants answers, everything. And then a few days ago, his sister came forward and said, listen, I don't know where he is. My parents are not speaking to me. I don't know if they had anything to do with it. Which led us to kind of think, obviously they did. Why would they stop talking to their daughter? What did she do?
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
The whole thing with the parents has been real sketchy.
Yes.
I can understand they're trying to protect their son. I can look at it a bunch of different ways, but whatever way of a good human being way, they need to be out there and they need to be supporting Gabby's
okay,
parents.
So then here we are a month later and finally they decide to assist.
Right.
The police.
They decide
to assist the police. And what do you know, a day later, we're where we're at with the findings of the backpack and the remains.
So we find the backpack and all this stuff underwater in a swamp, I'm assuming, like swampy grounds.
Yes. And I did hear on the news that this is an area that hasn't been searched before because the Carlton Reserve is so massive. So clearly, I mean, it was probably pretty unsearchable, but clearly they knew
that's where he was,
what direction he would have gone.
100% they knew exactly where he was. I don't know how they knew where he was, but they knew where he was. And part of me thinks that maybe they knew they weren't going to find him alive. And that's why they were let's get this shit over with. Christmas time is coming
up. They're sick of people camping out in front of their house. They're sick of being the most hated parents in America. And so they say, let's just put an end to this.
Yeah. So I'm shocked. I mean, I told you on our Patreon episode, which aired today, that 100% he wasn't in Florida anymore. I was wrong about that. I mean,
yes. But I think they did have a plan maybe to get him out. I think that's how they kind of knew he was dead. I think they must have equipped him with a burner phone or some kind of money. And they realize he's not using anything. And so they know it didn't work out.
I want to call my FBI friend.
Can't wait to hear. Unfortunately, we don't know any of those details yet, but we're going to because people want these parents for what they have put the Petito family through to be held accountable.
Yeah. Hey, and I called you right away and I was like, he better have left a note. Like,
God, I hope so. I mean, they said he left a notebook.
Well, it better not have drawings in it. It better have words and what the heck happened? Give us your side of the story.
Yeah.
You foolish man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So And for Gabby's parents, you know, like it's important for them to kind of know what led up to this, the point that they're at. I mean, I thought about this today. It's so bananas. You go from July thinking they're just normal kids going to have a grand old time across the world.
I watched her dad's interview with Dr. Phil. I mean, he was so supportive of her. I thought it was great. You know, like, you know how you just live through your kids vicariously? You're like, yeah, baby, go see the world, go do it. And then did you see his Instagram post when he went to go pick up her remains? He posts this beautiful picture over a lake and says, I know why you came here.
It's so heartbreaking.
It's so heartbreaking.
Because there's no way you ever want to be him.
No.
There's no way he ever wanted to be him. And there's no way he ever thought he would be in that position.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know?
So I hope the key is in whatever they found.
Me too, man.
Yeah. A lot of people, I see a lot of comments for us that ask, you know, can we start paying this much attention to other missing people? Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that actually from all of this, I have seen a lot of missing people start to get more attention.
Yeah.
And I hope with the way social media influences all of our lives now, that we all will start holding these monsters more accountable and start following more missing person cases.
I know. There was one right after this that we did post about a girl in Florida, actually. And she was found murdered also. And she's not getting the attention that Gabby is.
Yeah.
She is getting some attention, but not this, but I think missing people do need attention. And especially because I do think there's a possibility that you can find them before they
are gone. Well, I did see a really good piece of advice because all of this has brought up so many people missing in national parks, which I like to visit myself, and reception is balls.
Right.
But what they say is when your phone and when reception is bad, your battery starts to die, right?
Oh, right.
Because it's searching so hard. So what they say to do is change your voicemail to your GPS location.
Oh.
So
good.
If you don't turn up missing, people know the last place you were.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. That is a great tip.
Yeah.
Pro tip.
Yeah. And also I think the reason why people connect so much, like I said before, with, you think about the women we've connected with this year, is like Chris Watts's wife, it's the videos.
Oh my God.
You're a video maker. Yeah. Then we get a glimpse of your life and we know you.
Right.
Yeah. So
this is true. All right. Well, we will also keep you posted. If there's anything new to that, we will be on YouTube and we will do bonus episodes on our Housewives of True Crime podcast. If you haven't seen us on Housewives or haven't seen, well, you see us on YouTube, but if you haven't listened to us on Housewives of True Crime, we do have a podcast that you can listen to, and it's available wherever you listen to podcasts. We are on Instagram, Housewives of True Crime. We are on Facebook also. And we also have a Patreon if you really like us, and that's patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. So that's a wop for that. And I cannot wait to see. And I mean, ring. He has more information.
I have a note.
Yeah. Okay. I have a note. All right. So clink, clink.
Okay. Clink, clink.